But to fully forecast the floods, he needs a lot more atmospheric data. He believes robotic drone aircraft, developed for the military, could continually measure the air over the oceans, charting its temperature, winds, and humidity. And the flights could also track how the rivers are changing.
We're starting to see evidence that the more intense atmospheric rivers might become more frequent in certain parts of the world, and that will contribute to increasing the frequency of flooding.
The changes Ralph has identified are part of a wholesale shift in our climate and atmosphere. Deserts are expanding, while rainforests are drying out, all due to a change in the chemical makeup of the air. This blend has always been in flux. We alter the proportions with each breath we take. But our factories and homes, planes and cars, amplify the process. For over two centuries, we have been dramatically increasing the amount of warming carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. So far, the planet's natural air filters have pulled nearly 55% of it out of the air.
The North Atlantic has absorbed a tremendous amount of carbon dioxide, but at the moment it's almost completely saturated by carbon dioxide, so it's not absorbing very much more. It's almost like a bottle of some kind of soda pop. If you warm it up a little bit, it'll actually fizz and release CO2.
As these natural safety valves close, we will face an even more dramatic rise in temperatures.